Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everywhere you went this weekend, I don't know about you, but it seemed like everyone was talking about the Chinese spy balloon. It drifted off to the East Coast near the Carolinas and was shot down by a U.S. fighter jet. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Minnesota Senator Tina Smith. Good morning, Senator Smith. Were you following every little bit of this balloon? And what are your thoughts on all of this? It just seems like such a bizarre thing. So many people were talking about it.
Well, good morning, Vanita. I'm so glad to be with you. And it's nice to be welcomed in by our star Lizzo, who won big last night.
Yes,
so that's
yes.
Great. I like that. First of all, on this Chinese spy balloon issue, I condemn China for this. It is an invasion of our sovereignty. Secretary Blinken was on his way to China or a few days away and has called back that trip. And so I just think that this is a bad thing. I also think that I'm glad that the president issued the order to shoot down this balloon. I think it was smart to wait until it was over water. You know, it was 1,000 pounds, the size of three buses, and to mitigate the risks of where it fell and to be able to find this in this, I think it's like 47 feet of water, and understand what this is, what this asset is, and get to the bottom of this is also going to be good for us to do. And I know when I go back to Washington later this evening, and I'm there tomorrow, that this will be a subject. We're going to be having a classified briefing amongst senators, I believe, next week. And I know that this will be a topic of a conversation at that briefing, too.
I think a lot of us, as we hear about a spy balloon, it almost seems comical. You think in this day and age of, you know, technology, a balloon? Really? Is this something common? And I know that they said another one was spotted in Latin America, which belongs to China as well.
Well, it is really kind of mysterious. And we also were told over the weekend that probably three times during the Trump administration, balloons like this floated over U.S. airspace. I think that's one of the reasons why it'll be interesting to see what this, you know, what this is exactly. And it was, China at first claimed that it was a weather balloon, and then they have kind of walked that back and are now sounding faintly apologetic, I guess I would say, about this. And this is all happening at a moment where, you know, the relationship between the United States and China is extremely important. I know that, you know, when I'm in farm country in Minnesota, they care very much about markets for U.S. farm commodities in China. There also has been, you know, serious issues with unfair trade practices with China. So we have some serious things we have to resolve with this very important competitor.
State of the Union is tomorrow, and saw a tweet that CEO of Second Harvest Heartland, Allison O'Toole, is your guest for the State of the Union. I know the Farm Bill will be one of the reasons she's there. She's amazing. We just had our radiothon, Let's Kick Hunger, last week. Amazing, inspirational leader that she is. Why did you feel it was important to have her there next to you at the State of the Union?
Well, Allison does such a phenomenal job at two things. One, helping people to understand the central role that big distribution food banks like Second Harvest play, and helping to address what is a very real hunger challenge for people in Minnesota and all over the country. 1 in 12 Minnesotans experience some form of food insecurity, which means that they don't know exactly how they're going to be able to feed themselves and their family every week. That means, you know, grandparents who are choosing between eating a meal and taking their medicine, parents who are skipping meals so that their children can be fed. She is an inspirational leader, and to have her there will help me to really highlight the work that we have done to support Second Harvest in providing, distributing meals to people at the federal government level through the American Rescue Plan, and also the really important work that we have to do in the Farm Bill. A big chunk of the Farm Bill is about nutrition assistance for families and people around the country. So she's, and also she's just one of my favorite people. I've known her for years, and she is full of energy and passion and fun and such a hard worker. I love her.
Yeah, I do too. You describe her very well, for sure. I was just curious if you read the article in the New York Times about Vice President Kamala Harris. Some criticism about how she's taken on this role. Has she done enough? Do you feel, what are your thoughts on her as a vice president and what she's been able to do in this role?
Well, I did have a chance to look at that article really briefly. And, you know, I filter all of this through my own personal knowledge of her. When I first came to the Senate back in 2018, one of the first people who reached out to me was Kamala Harris, who delivered a gift package to me that included a bottle of Advil and a popcorn bag and a bottle of California wine. And we've been very good friends since then. I think it is extremely hard in this role, because if you do too much, people will say that you're stepping, you know, out too much. And if you do too little, people criticize you. I think she has also been, frankly, really hamstrung in what she could do, because in the Senate, we were at a 50-50 Senate, which means she had to be kind of hanging around waiting to break tie votes on the floor of the Senate, which is the role of the vice president when you have a 50-50 Senate. I think that she's done a terrific job, especially speaking out on the importance of women's health. She's been the primary, an excellent spokesperson for the administration on women's health care and reproductive rights. And, you know, it's a hard job. I remember talking to my old dear friend, Vice President Mondale, who struggled with trying to figure out what's the right way of doing that job when you're really, your primary role is to provide advice and counsel to the President of the United States. And that's something that people don't really see.
Right. Today you are in town and you're going to be at Glen Lake Elementary School. It's incredible what these students were able to do in this entire school, raising money for a classmate.
It is so amazing. Glen Lake Elementary School in Minnetonka is, I'm going because it is I Love to Read Month. It's a great way of showing and drawing attention to the importance of reading out loud to little kids. But this school is just incredible. We had the students and the parents and the educators all gather together to raise $500,000 for a new playground equipment that could be used by their classmates who are living with disabilities and weren't able to use the old playground. It's such a great example of people coming together and solving problems in a really creative way. And I'm excited to see the playground and read to the class today.
Do you have a book picked out yet that you're going to be reading?
Well, I am planning on reading, and there's two books that honestly I haven't decided yet. One book, which is a great book, is called Grace for President. Oh. And the other book is my favorite book of all time for reading out loud to kids, including my grandchildren. And it's the book Ferdinand the Bull, which is just a delightful book about a bull that is supposed to go into the big bull ring in Madrid. But it turns out he's kind of a pacifist and he won't really fight. And I just love the story. And it's a good reminder that we all should be ourselves, even when somebody wants us to be something we're not.
Senator Smith, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
I'll talk with you soon. Thank you.
Sounds good. Senator Tina Smith.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.